This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Just because the president says something is going to happen doesn't mean it's going to happen right away, you know. Case in point, President Biden yesterday ordering OSHA, that's the Occupational Safety and Health Administration, to come up with emergency rules requiring vaccines or regular testing for employees of businesses with more than 100 people. That much you've surely heard. Marketplace Caroline Champlin explains how those rules make their way from the White House policy shop to the Federal Register.
Some people love rules and making them.
I am enthusiastic about rulemaking.
That's Linda Rosenstock, UCLA professor and former head of the National Institute for Occupational Safety and Health, which works with OSHA. And she says it's a big deal to have a directive straight from the White House. David Michaels teaches at George Washington University and was the longest-serving head of OSHA.
I don't recall a presidential order requiring a standard. I don't think that has happened before.
And he says the pressure is on. OSHA advisors first have to prove COVID-19 is a grave risk to workers. Michael says that's pretty clear. Next, is the standard effective and feasible for employers? Then come the lawyers to get the policy court ready, not David Michael's favorite part.
On one level, I hate it because it slows down the process.
But winning legal battles is worth it.
And that does feel good because once it's out there and survived court cases, then you know it's there forever and it changes the world. And that's what's so rewarding.
Some states have their own OSHA. Debbie Berkowitz, a former OSHA senior official, says the government has an answer if they try to resist federal standards.
Okay, well, if you don't do it, we're going to come take over your state plan because the law is you have to have as equal as protection as federal OSHA.
Or states can come up with more effective rules, something she encourages. I'm Caroline Champlin for Marketplace.